So, Gillian, you're here with your four children, and you've just left a beautiful floral tribute to Stephanie Tate, and you've lit some candles as well, which is absolutely lovely. Tell us, why do you feel so compelled to come down here today and put the tribute there?
Because it's just so sad. Somebody so young, taken away so soon. She was such a nice lady as well, always dead smiley, dead easy to talk to. Which was sad.
Yeah. And I gather she was on Friday really looking forward to the Christmas holidays, being with her family.
Well, Lacey was actually off. She had tonsillitis, so she never seen Mrs. Tate on Friday. The last time she'd seen her was at the Christmas party. So that was that.
And what's your daughter's name? Lacey?
Lacey, yeah.
And how, I mean, have you managed to explain to her what's happened? Does she understand?
Yep, a wee bit. I've just explained to her if she feels sad to come and talk to me and stuff like that. But it's going to be hard for everybody, especially when the schools go back or the other children as well. Because obviously she's played a big part in a lot of the primary ones, primary two's life. So it'll be really, really sad. She'll be missed, so she will.
Can you describe her personality or what her teaching style was like?
Lacey had just got her. This was her first year of having Mrs. Tate. But when I went to parents' evening, she was always dead chatty, always dead complimentary towards Lacey, saying how much a great pupil she was and how much a pleasure it was to be teaching on things like that. But as it's sad, it's dead, really, really sad. So it is a shame.
Well, thanks for speaking to me just now, and it's nice to see your tribute that you put there for her.
No bother. Thank you.
Thank you.